Well, it was June 29th of 1905 when Archibald Graham appeared in a baseball game for the New York Giants. That game took place against Brooklyn in Brooklyn. You may recall the name Archibald Graham, later nicknamed Moonlight, and it stuck. Why Moonlight? Because he appeared in only one game in his major league career and never had a chance to bat. By the way, how about the playing of one James Horner, who recently passed away? What a brilliant, brilliant movie composer and TV composer he was. Wow. But you may recall the name. One Moonlight Graham.
Moonlight Graham.
Son!
So what?
Son! New York Giants, 1922. He played one game. He never got to bat. You saw him.
What did I see, Ray?
Chisholm, Minnesota. We were the only ones who saw it. Did you hear the voice, too? It's all right to admit it. It's what told me to find you. Did you hear it?
Go the distance.
Yes. Do you know what it means?
Yes.
What?
It means we're going to Minnesota to find Moonlight Graham.
We are.
I must be out of my mind.
What do we do? What are we doing? We find him.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, James Earl Jones there. Moonlight Graham, you may recall, an important part of my favorite movie of all time, Field of Dreams. Unfortunately, I have to allow Keith Olbermann to give the background and synopsis when he did this story 10 years ago on MSNBC.
This movie story really is true. Archibald Moonlight Graham, a .323 hitter with Manchester of the New England League in 1904, was purchased by the National League champion New York Giants, and he joined them on May 23, 1905. And for reasons lost to history, he didn't play a game until June 29th. That day, with the Giants leading 10-0 in the eighth inning, manager John McGraw finally put him in right field. Nobody hit the ball near him. With two out in the top of the ninth inning, Moonlight Graham was on deck. He would have been the next hitter, his first time up in the big leagues. But Claude Elliott flied out to end the inning. Graham never got his chance. The Giants sold him to Scranton 16 days later. He never got his chance in baseball.
Now, to that end, W.B. Kinsella said this.
The year I was trying to make the story into a novel, my father-in-law gave me a baseball encyclopedia for Christmas, and I was leafing through it, and I came across the name, and it was the name, of course. It was listed as Moonlight Graham. What a wonderful name. This is better than anything I could invent.
Yeah, stranger than fiction, W.P. Kinsella, the author of the book Shoeless Joe, turned into the movie Field of Dreams, and it led to this line, which is Kinsella talked about in this piece on Olbermann on MSNBC years ago, that it was in some ways true, this story as told in the movie.
50 years ago, for 5 minutes, you came this close. I mean, it would kill some men to get that close to their dream and not touch it. They consider it a tragedy.
Son, if I'd only gotten to be a doctor for 5 minutes, now that would have been a tragedy.
Powerful stuff from Field of Dreams and 110 years ago when Moonlight Graham appeared in a major league game but never had a chance to bat. We'll come back with more next. Yeah, Field of Dreams, one of my favorite movies of all time, and of course playing Moonlight Graham in the movie is the legendary Burt Lancaster. And if you look at the pictures of Burt Lancaster playing Moonlight Graham, and I believe that was one of his last roles of all time, to the original Archibald Graham, the Archibald Moonlight Graham, and that was his real nickname. And that everything about it is so authentic. That's what's so interesting about what W.P. Kinsella said, that he was trying to create this character but found out that this real-life version that he was flipping through the old-fashioned baseball encyclopedia pre-baseballreference.com was far more interesting than anything he could possibly create. But if you look at Burt Lancaster in the movie at that age, which I believe was right around 75 when he played Archibald Graham, he looks really similar. Go look that up. It's crazy. But I just find the story of Moonlight Graham The idea of getting that close to your dream, kind of getting there, but falling just a little short. And then, of course, Kinsella's brilliant writings and ideas kind of completed the whole thing. And it fits so well with the Field of Dreams and Shoeless Joe storyline. You can't do any better than that. We're talking soccer next.